Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Is it afternoon or morning? Good morning. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to a little museum that we like to call the White House. I want to welcome all of you, our elected officials, all the board members, the community members. We are grateful to have you here. And Susan, thank you very much for that tremendous introduction, as well as your outstanding leadership. We are so grateful. And of course, I want to recognize our guests of honor, this year's winners of the National Medal for Museums and Library Science Services. You all are redefining what it means to lead a museum or a library in the 21st century, all across the country, from Brooklyn, New York, to Independence, Missouri, to Gallup, New Mexico. You all are putting your programs and exhibitions up to help us expand our horizons and connect us with the rest of the world. You offer dynamic classrooms for folks of all ages, from toddlers to grandparents. You serve as a gateway to technology for so many in your communities. And as any mom with young kids will tell you, on a rainy weekend afternoon, you are a welcome haven where kids can learn and explore. And really, the work to engage and empower our young people is some of the most important work that all of you do. You're teaching kids how to get their hands dirty in community gardens, my favorite. You're showing them how to dance and choreograph moves of their own, another one of my favorites. You're opening up your planetarium doors and taking these young people on trips to outer space. And when schools get out in the summers, you all are stepping up with all sorts of camps and learning opportunities. So instead of spending months sitting in front of the television, our young people are stretching their minds, they're making new friends, and they're having a great time as they do it. For example, at the Oklahoma Museum of Natural History, you're leading summer expeditions where kids excavate dinosaur bones alongside professional paleontologists. At the Mystic Aquarium in Connecticut, you're offering summer internships to teach young people about marine biology, and you're doing it by helping them feed and train beluga whales. Very impressive. And at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, you're offering a week-long summer edventure program with hikes and overnight camping to help kids discover the science that surrounds us in our natural environment. So the work that you do in the summers and throughout the year, quite frankly, is filling a crucial role for our country as we strive to give our young people a world-class education. And as First Lady, as many of you know, that's one of the issues that I am very passionate about. I am passionate about giving our kids the skills and support they need to reach their fullest potential. And that's why just last week I announced my Reach Higher initiative, where we're hoping to inspire young people to continue their education beyond high school. And whether that's at a professional training program or a community college or a four-year college or university, we all know that in order for today's young people to be able to compete in a global economy, a high school diploma just is not enough. So we're helping students understand the path they need to take to achieve their education by focusing on things like financial aid, college visits, supporting our high school counselors, and providing young people with summer learning opportunities to give them a chance to compete and understand what they want to get out of their education. So we're helping students in that way because we're depending on young people to set big goals for themselves. You know, that's one of my messages, for them to reach higher and to work harder, to work like crazy to get where they want to be. But we all know that these kids can't do it alone. That's why we need all of us helping these kids step up in every way. So we're going to be getting everybody involved in this effort, from business owners and government leaders to congregations and community groups, and of course, libraries and museums like the ones you all represent. In fact, all of you are providing perfect examples of the kind of opportunities that we need to make sure that all our young people have. So I want to applaud you for those efforts, but I also want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to reach even higher for those kids in your communities who you might not see so often, the kids who only make it to your buildings on a class field trip, the kids who don't know how to get a library card, the kids whose neighborhoods don't offer a lot of positive learning environments. And, you know, these kids exist in every single one of our communities. And I know many of you are already touching these kids. But it is up to us to reach higher for them and to give them the opportunities they need to fulfill their boundless potential. And again, all of you are already well on your way, which is why we're so thrilled and honored to have you here. This is a special privilege for me to be here with all of you, and I am particularly excited that you have brought community members along with you to share in this day. So once again, congratulations on this honor. And now I want to turn it over to Gladstone Payton from the Institute for Museum and Library Services to present the medals. Thank you all, and welcome.
Accepting the award for the Brooklyn Botanic Garden, Brooklyn, New York, are Executive Director Scott Medbury and community member Chady Duke. At the age of 11, Chady Duke was introduced to the Brooklyn Botanic Garden through Project GreenReach, a science enrichment program led by the garden in his Brooklyn Elementary School. His teacher recommended him for the Children's Garden program, where Chady became captivated with a plant world. His role in the Children's Garden grew progressively. Eventually, he became a leader and mentor to young participants. He enrolled in the Brooklyn Academy of Science and Environment, the public high school co-founded by the Brooklyn Botanic Garden and Prospect Park Alliance and the Department of Education. Chady is now a student at the City University of New York's John Jay College of Criminal Justice. He continues to be a part of the Brooklyn Botanic Garden as an instructor for teens. Accepting the award for the Chicago Public Library, Chicago, Illinois, are Brian Banning, Commissioner of the Chicago Public Library, and community member Chris Force. Chris Force started his business at the Chicago Public Library. He is a founder and editor-in-chief of the commercial publisher Alarm Press. When Chris decided he wanted to start a magazine business, he turned to the library. Using library resources, he learned about management, marketing, and financing. The library was his business incubator, where he could book meetings and found free databases to source leads. The librarians gave him guidance and support and introduced him to publications he never knew existed. Chris now employs about 120 individuals. He makes them all get library cards and receive orientation training at Chicago Public Library. Chris says, "Sometimes a small business owner, all you need is anyone, even your local librarian, to give you some encouragement. Chicago is a great city for that, and the Chicago Public Library is a great resource for any small business owner." Accepting the award for the Children's Museum of Indianapolis, Indianapolis, Indiana, are President and CEO Jeffrey H. Patchen, community member Spencer Hahn, together with his mother, Erica Hahn. Eight-year-old Spencer Hahn suffered a stroke in utero that damaged half of his brain, and further complications led to lifelong challenges. Doctors thought he would never walk or talk. Seeking to stimulate her son's mind with new experiences, Spencer's mother, Erica, brought him to the Children's Museum of Indianapolis. There, something extraordinary began to happen. Spencer responded. The museum provided an environment where Spencer felt happy and safe. At the Playscape exhibit, which was created to encourage the youngest kids to reach developmental milestones, Spencer took his first steps. After that, Spencer experienced firsts at the museum, his first successful attempt at climbing, and his first word. Spencer loves the museum's theater and mascot, Rex, and continues his hands-on learning every time he visits his favorite museum. Accepting the award for the Las Vegas Clark County Library District, Las Vegas, Nevada, our Executive Director Gene Goodrich and Community Member Avery Walker. Community Member Avery Walker is a shining example of how libraries change lives. Avery grew up at the West Las Vegas Library Branch of the Las Vegas Clark County Library District, using the collection and electronic resources for schoolwork and for research projects and papers. The library introduced Avery to a world outside his neighborhood and inspired him to pursue his passion for dance. Today, Avery is pursuing a bachelor's degree in dance from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and is a dancer with the Las Vegas Contemporary Dance Theater. He gives back to his community and library by working with youth at the library as both a choreographer and producer. Accepting the award for the Mid-Continent Public Library, Independence, Missouri, are Library Director, CEO, Stephen V. Potter, and Community Member, Alicia Moore. In deciding where her and her family would move, Alicia Moore took a community's library into serious consideration. As a homeschooling mom, she knew that she would depend on the library's materials to support her children's learning. Mid-Continent Public Library's homeschoolers at the library program in Liberty, Missouri, made the grade. The library partners with homeschooling families to get them the materials, programs, research, databases, assistance that they need at any of their 35 locations. Each week, Alicia's third and fifth graders spent hours at the local branches and study rooms checking out books and attending all kinds of programs, from book clubs to magic shows. As she says, as parents, we want to teach our children the value of reading books for both recreation and education. Thankfully, we have found a community-oriented library where children feel comfortable. Accepting the award for the Mystic Aquarium, Mystic, Connecticut, are President and CEO Dr. Stephen M. Cohen and Community Member Justin Richard. Justin Richard never expected a quick aquarium visit between college tours in Connecticut to turn into an avenue for pursuing his passion. During his first visit to Mystic Aquarium, he was mesmerized by the beluga whale. He volunteered at the aquarium and became involved in a comprehensive, hands-on summer internship. He became a marine mammal trainer, working for the aquarium for 8 years, training animals and educating students and the public about them. Justin enrolled at the University of Rhode Island to study in science and to become more involved with marine mammals. He's pursuing a PhD there in integrative and evolutionary biology through the National Science Foundation's fellowship. Justin's relationship with the Mystic Aquarium continues with his research into non-invasive ways to monitor the health of wild beluga populations. Accepting the award for the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, Raleigh, North Carolina, Museum Director Emlyn Costner and Community Member Molly Paul. At five, Molly Paul decided she was going to be a marine biologist and aquarium director. That was when Molly's parents took her to the North Carolina Museum of Natural Science and Molly fell in love. Since then, she has spent countless hours in the exhibits, sitting in front of the fish tanks. She attended a museum camp and found mentors in the museum staff. She was even inspired to begin her own turtle adoption organization for unwanted pet turtles. Molly's passion and enthusiasm for marine life grew when she got accepted into the museum's junior curator program, working with the fish and invertebrates department. And now, as a high school sophomore, she spends more than 3 days a week at the museum. Molly says, "The museum is my second home. It's where I'm happiest. The museum has helped shape me into a lifelong learner, active community member, and leader." Accepting the award for Octavia Fellin, Public Library, Gallup, New Mexico, are Director Mary Ellen Pellington, Committee Member Maria Elena Reyes. Maria Elena Reyes grew up on the Navajo Nation in Pinedale, New Mexico. The reservation elementary school had limited resources, so at an early age, she became acquainted with the Octavia Fellin Public Library. She remembers her mother taking the long drive to Gallup so that she could attend the library programs, use its resource for school projects, or escape into a good book. Now a mother herself, Maria brings her children, two young boys, aged 3 and 5, to the library to inspire their love of reading. Maria views the Octavia Fellin Public Library as an important community resource, providing access to books, educational and child-centric programming, and collections in the Navajo language. Accepting the award for Sam Noble, Oklahoma Museum of Natural History, Norman, Oklahoma, are Dr. Michael A. Maris and Committee Member Ernesto Vargas. If there is anything that Ernesto Vargas knew at age 16, it was that he was passionate about science. In pursuing his interests, Ernesto signed up for Explorology, a program at the Sam Noble Oklahoma Museum of Natural History. Though the program's paleo expedition, Ernesto went on summer field expeditions with real scientists. He was surrounded by people who shared his desire to explore, and Ernesto began volunteering as a museum docent. The following year, he joined the paleo expedition trip as a peer mentor. His hard work and service at the museum contributed to his selection as a Gates Millennium Scholar, and he now studies geology, paleontology at the University of Chicago. He says, as a future scientist, I look forward to one day sharing my knowledge and experience with others, just like scientists at the Sam Noble Museum Explorology Program did for me. Accepting the award for Yiddish Book Center, Amherst, Massachusetts, are founder and president Aaron Lansky, committee member Dr. Peter Manso. As a French-Irish Catholic attending college in Amherst, Massachusetts, Peter Manso knew very little about Jewish culture and Yiddish works before his summer internship at Yiddish Book Center in 1996. During his time in the program, Peter found himself immersed in the literature and fascinated by religious culture. He learned about Jewish history and culture and the Yiddish language. Drawing from his experience at the Yiddish Book Center, Peter was inspired to write Songs for the Butcher's Daughter, an award-winning novel about Yiddish literature and preservation. Peter received his doctorate from Georgetown University in religion and is currently a fellow in American religious history at the Smithsonian National Museum of American History.
Well, what an excellent array of programs. We are so proud of all of you. We're just hopeful that this is the boost that you need to keep doing the great work that you're doing. Having it here at the White House, having the media here, remembering that you all are opening so many doors for people in communities across this country. It is an honor and a privilege. Everyone, let's give these awardees another round. And that concludes our program, but we're going to open up those doors. We have a wonderful reception for everyone here. I promised someone over there some cookies, and he's been suffering through all of this, just waiting for the cookies, so I don't think I will delay any longer. Once again, it's an honor to have you all here. Congratulations, and we look forward to seeing you again next year. So enjoy.